And now it's time for sunnier topics. It's time for what we can't get out of our heads. So, Mike, what was it for you this week?
I can't promise an altogether sunnier topic because it is a culture war and usually culture wars are awful. But I did quite like this one that's going on in Britain, a small one about who should be on their banknotes. Mm-hmm. There is a proposal to replace the current famous people on their banknotes with animals, with British wildlife. They're going to replace Winston Churchill with a badger or a beaver.
Amazing.
So Nigel Farage posted a video on X about how angry he was about this, saying, "The Bank of England is proposing replacing Winston Churchill with a picture of a beaver on our banknotes. This is the definition of woke."
Is it though? Beaver's woke?
I mean, woke's a very broad palette these days.
Can he at least be wearing like a hat and smoking a pipe?
I mean, badgers and beavers, both absolutely magnificent animals. I would love to have them on the British banknotes. And if that makes me woke, well, I can wear that.
Okay. The thing for me this week was really just the Oscars, which was the only kind of like nugget of joy in the news agenda. I'm a huge Oscars head. I love it. And there are a few things I wanted to pick up from our chat last week. The first of which was that, as many people predicted, Timothée Chalamet did not win Best Actor after his spray against the ballet and opera community, who turned out to be much more powerful than any of us understood. So congratulations to Michael B. Jordan, very deserving. But also I thought the best speech on the night was actually from the filmmakers behind the documentary that Mike Tisha spoke about so movingly last week, which was Mr. Nobody Against Putin. The director of that film gave this incredible speech about how you lose your country, and he was talking about Russia, but it was obviously also about the US, talking about when you allow governments to murder people on the streets, when oligarchs take over the media. But what really does it is the small acts of complicity every step along the way, and it was just, it was an incredible moment.
Yeah.
Sarah, what about you?
Well, I mean, maybe call this an extreme measure to not think about Pauline Hanson and Gina Reinhart for a while, but the thing that I can't get out of my head is this incredible theatre performance I saw, which was an 8.5-hour reading of The Great Gatsby, and it was a production called Gats. It was absolutely phenomenal, completely transfixing. I was curious to see how I would, whether I would be able to concentrate and, you know, be engrossed in something for such a long period of time, but it was absolutely flawless. Just nice to be reminded of like the absolute power and beauty of good art.
Well, that's it for today. Just wanted to say thank you to all new and old listeners of the Newsroom Edition. It's been great to be back with you every Friday. If you want to get in touch or have a question you would like answered on the podcast, a topic you think we should cover, you can reach us at australia.fullstory@theguardian.com. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Thanks, Joe.
And thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Mike.